Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is. We're live.
Are we recording?
We're live.
I don't know what to look at.
And we're on audio.
We're on video and we're on audio. I don't know. I just felt like you were having a song and I wanted to be in it too. I'm going to say right now to the camera, I'm looking at the camera right now, that I have this habit, someday maybe I won't, of not looking at the camera, instead of looking at myself, because I'm right there, and my beard's really full, and it looks really stupid. So my goal today is to not do that, not to be that guy. We're right into the weirdness already. Hey, Jonathan, who are we?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm Jonathan, obviously.
I'm Greg.
And you're Greg.
And we are
the Tasty Gents.
Tasty Gents.
That's right. And this is Andrea. She's the Tasty Lad. No, Lass.
Lad?
Tasty Lass.
Lass. I'm the gentlewoman.
We all have questions.
She's a gentlewoman. Yeah. What a handsome woman. She's and this is a podcast where and if you've just come into this and you're thinking, well, how do I change this? wait, hang on. We are a podcast. We two guys just talk about a lot of food stuff. We live in Palm Springs, Seattle, Palm West Coasters. Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes on location in Florida, but not right now. So today, where are we, Greg?
We're in lovely Palm Springs, California, Jonathan.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right. And it is a Sunny. 82 degrees.
82 out. Degrees. That's Fahrenheit, that's ladies right. and gentlemen. 82 degrees. It feels amazing here in Palm Springs. We are on the brink of air conditioning time, but thankfully not there yet. Yeah. So it's lovely inside.
Just on the brink.
Other things happening today. It's 82 degrees. Charlie Brown, who is here behind us. If you've been with us before, you've heard evidence. Charlie Brown went and got a bath and got his nails trimmed today. So he's a little stressed, but he does smell good.
He is so, my favorite scratch and sniff.
There you go. Right now.
It smells delicious.
Today he is. Some days awesome. So.
Yeah,
so we have a bunch of stuff to ramble on about today, Jonathan. What do we have to ramble on about today?
Well, I think we were talking about your relationship status. That's me. And now
I would like to clarify that we're not talking about my relationship status.
Okay, we're not talking about that. No, I just want to see.
I was actually thinking we were talking about bread.
Glorious bread.
So,
from Oliver.
From Oliver. Oh, yeah. Please, sir. Have some more. I don't think that was bread, though.
Yeah.
I bake a lot of bread.
You do.
As you know. I started, I want to clarify, by the way, for the haters. So at least one person listening right now just rolled your eyes, and I want you to know that I saw you, in the beginning of the pandemic, lots and lots of people began baking sourdough. Yes, they did. Yeah, they are posers.
That's right.
Because I started dating.
Dating.
Oh, God, in my head. I started baking sourdough 3 full months before the pandemic started.
Yeah.
So
wait, that's what caused the pandemic?
Yes, I caused the pandemic. Yeah, because I brought it on.
That's how it's
brought. With my fermented dough that was sitting on my counter. So anyway, bake a lot of bread. The other night, I thought for fun, I thought, you know, I'd like to bake some bread in the morning. And so I did not measure anything. Very unusual.
Really?
Dumped some flour into a bowl, dumped some yeast and some salt and some water in with the flour, mixed it around, put it in the fridge, went to bed.
Okay.
Woke up in the morning, it was a little bubbly, gave it some time on the countertop. Did a few stretch and folds. Mm-hmm. You know what those are. You probably know what those are. You know what that is.
Yeah, it's
not. And then thought, you know, who just wants regular boring bread? Not me, is the answer. I put some crumbled blue cheese and walnuts and craisins into the dough and kneaded all of that magic into it and then baked that sucker. We're gonna have some of it in a minute.
Okay,
yeah, it's right here. Yeah,
this is me show and tell.
Later. We might do a pause and bring it back.
There might be pictures up on Facebook later of my cheeks this big
with
craisin walnut bread.
Craisin walnut blue cheese bread.
Blue cheese bread.
Yeah, and then because for those of you who've been with us for my seemingly endless shrimp and grits experimentation.
Oh my!
Because I had to try all of the shrimps and gritses
that are out.
Which is to say tomato sauces, non-tomato sauces, like butter and vegetable sauces, and then with white wine or not with wine, and on and on and on and on. I'm going to have to do more of this blue cheese, craisin, walnut bread, because it's epic.
All the different ways you can have it. I thought you were going to say you're going to have it with shrimp and grits, but...
Oh! Well, hey now. That could happen.
That you're going to mix those in together. But you just had shrimp and grits, and what you think is now maybe your favorite...
This might be my favorite breakfast restaurant in Palm Springs, although technically it's in Palm Desert. Okay. By the way, for those of you who can hear us right now, you might recognize that we're close to the flight path for Palm Springs International Airport.
That's right.
That's my phone making weird noises. Breakfast Republic in Palm Desert. They have another restaurant in, I think, somewhere else over toward LA.
Okay.
So it's not their only one. But I think they're Southern California exclusively. So they have a couple things that make me love them. They have good espresso.
Oh, my.
So I have gone and had an Americano with my breakfast. They also had, they had a thing this last time that they let me try, but I didn't have one. That like free refills on, I think, I want to say they call it Mexican coffee. So it's black coffee with a little bit of cinnamon and some other thing in it that ended up making it a little bit sweet. It was amazing.
Really?
So that might be my new go-to coffee drink at Breakfast Republic.
Was it like chicory or was it just more like cinnamony?
Probably more chicory-ish, but the predominant flavor was coffee with just a light cinnamon and a little sweetness. So
right.
It was good.
Yeah.
And then I had shrimp and grits, yeah. Which they do very well. Their idea of over medium is a little less done than my idea, but I can live with that.
Okay.
But a little bit spicy. They have their own hot sauce. The shrimp
tomato
done
sauce,
really well.
How was the?
It was not a tomato sauce. It's just peppers and butter, peppers and onions and butter, and then the shrimp kind of tossed in there with spices, and then served over cheese grits. And the grits, I believe, had Gouda cheese.
Oh.
In them. Yeah. So a little smoky flavor from the grits.
Sure.
And then a couple of over easy eggs on top of that. And then I added a piece of toast because, like, what? You know,
sop it all up.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a distinct need
just
for sopping.
The bowl is gauche.
It was the first time I did it and they asked me to leave. And so this time I went with toast instead.
Toast.
But I got the espresso. It was very good. I got an Americano.
Okay.
They also, they had a an enchilada dish on the menu, and I was kind of back and forth between that. No, is that or chilaquiles? Anyway, they brought me a sample of the sauce.
What's a chilaquiles?
Chilaquiles are so it's eggs scrambled with corn tortillas, and so it's got a little. It's sort of like, I mean, it's nachos-ish, except that the tortillas get a little bit soft when you scramble them in with the eggs and the peppers and the spices and such.
Okay.
And so it's got a little corn tortilla bite to it, meaning sort of firmness and crispiness. And then, of course, eggs, which is richness. And they have a sauce that's amazing. They brought me a sample of sauce. So chilaquiles may be the next one that I have. Yeah. And a bunch of other stuff on the menu. So they don't take reservations, but I've been there now 3 times and been very happy each time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And are they just a breakfast brunch? Do they do lunches, dinners? Do you know?
I think they do lunches. I think breakfast brunch is lunch.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Okay.
What about you? Where have you been lately?
No, nowhere.
Liar. Liar.
It's not true. We have gone out a couple of times, but mostly, and I'll just make the announcement here, we got a job.
What?
I got a job. I know. And I didn't think Walmart needed any more greeters.
Right.
Did.
I know.
No.
And so does that mean that we don't have to send out the subscription notice to Tasty Gents listeners?
That's right.
That it's now $100 a month to listen.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't have to. Oh, so we don't have to do that. That was
No, we were going to. I know, because, you know, rent.
Right.
Yeah. Rent. Crazy inflation.
The rent is too much.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your
Thank
job.
You. Thank you.
And what do you want to tell us about that?
It's a great position. I'm really excited. It's a year-long contract to hire with Microsoft.
Microsoft.
I know. You've heard of them. And I'm working in their learning development team to train their internal engineers. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing that for the next year.
That's
see how it goes. And I'm already loving it. And I texted you right away. I said, you know what? I think I missed team meetings. And you were like,
yeah.
I'm going to save this text and in 6 months ask you, do you still miss team meetings?
For real, that is on my calendar. Yeah. Sending that text back to Jonathan in 6 months is on my calendar.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that is super cool. Congratulations.
Cool team. And I've enjoyed so far.
Nice. I do not have a job.
Oh.
And am not looking for one.
Okay.
I continue to, as we talked about once before, work on building a coaching and consulting practice, and that's going just fine.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to me that many people can't really wrap their head around sort of I'm building a business, and as a result, I don't work a 40-hour-a-week job, but I still have things to do. Everyone thinks I'm retired. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said I had a meeting. And they're like, I'll call you when I get a chance. I'm like, well, I have meetings during the day. And they're like, what kind of meetings? You're retired. I'm like, I'm not retired.
Not retired.
Stop saying that.
I'm not profitable, but I'm not retired.
Exactly. I don't make money. Nobody pays me for these meetings, but I still attend them.
Are there other people in these meetings? Is it just
Sometimes it's just me.
It's just you. Look, Charlie Brown, what did you need your consultant?
Exactly.
No, but it's tough because you are in the infancy stage of building this business out, and that takes you got momentum and getting all the
got to talk to marketing people occasionally. Talk to networking. If networking is its own weird thing, I met a guy who's like really a very focused networker. Networker, is that a word? So he connected me to about 11 other people who also seem to be very focused networkers.
Yeah.
So I think it's just smoke and mirrors at this point, but I don't know.
And by networker, we're not talking about fishermen.
We are not.
We're talking about people who
not a networker
together.
Yeah.
They network.
Yeah. And they talk about why they're important, I think. I don't know. Networking. But none of that matters. Your job is what matters. That's the what's happening this week is your job.
Well, I'm really happy with it. And, I'll put a pin in it. We'll come back and see what that's.
All right. Yeah, exactly. We'll be revisiting I really miss team meetings text message that I got. What are you cooking this week?
What am I cooking this week? It's leftovers time in the fridge. So you have a bunch of
like
stuff.
A parties or like streamers.
It's like little leftovers. Yeah, you open it up
in the fridge.
Yeah. You know what I wish is that when food was not there were different growing up, there were different stages of food. There's we just got it. There's frozen food that's now being defrosted. Then there was cooked food that you're gonna eat right away.
Yes.
And then there's food that's like, let's make soup.
Yes.
Like, and I wish when food got to the point where it's, let's make soup, that it would have little streamers where you'd open it up and confetti.
Time to make soup today. It's a great confetti thing. This reminds me of something, too, by the way, if I may.
You could talk about the fact that
Andrea,
St. Patrick's Day proper because we were making a vegan stew along with cabbage steaks. But we actually haven't made it yet because we ended up getting to real.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So we're going to go out and do, by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day,
tends to be Irish once a year. And we went out to Palm Springs and we had a nice time. There were a million people in green and we had a drink.
You're brave. I couldn't do it.
I had a green drink. Andrea had a green drink.
Nice.
And then
we were going to go home and
cook Irish stew that was vegan Irish stew. Mm. And then we got really tired after our drinks and we just had pizza. But at Tropical, also one of my more favorite, Tropical, one of my favorite. If you're in town and you haven't been to Tropical, check it out. It's a great happy hour place. They have happy hour like.
It is quite good.
7 days a week. The bar is always packed.
So many happy hours.
Yeah, so many.
So
many. That we had got, and their menu is great. Their happy hour menu is really delicious.
I haven't been there in a while. I need to go back.
Yeah.
I would like, however, to come back to your idea of the refrigerator, either timer or sections, to indicate whether something is coming down from the freezer, ready to be eaten in the next few days, or needs to be made soup right now. There's another version of that. There's something here. There's a get-rich-quick scheme here. Staying with me for a moment.
Oh, I feel it.
Clothing. What are the different states of clothing at your house?
On me?
On you.
On the
floor.
Out in the washer, out of the washer.
In the washer, out of the washer.
And then put away.
And put away. But how many places have their own designated, how many of those choices has its own designated spot?
Like for socks and for shirts and for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All sorts.
See, for me, there's like in the dryer, but not yet folded.
Okay.
That can last for weeks, let's be honest.
That's where that was.
Then there's in the dresser or hanging in the closet. That's standard. Yeah. But then there's like, wore it for an hour, definitely has more life in it before it has to be washed. That doesn't have anywhere to go.
Back of your chair?
I don't have a chair.
Chairs.
Well, they're down here. I'm not going to throw laundry down here.
That's right.
It'd be weird.
Well, because then it's a talking point with Andrew.
A talking point, you call it. Okay. We'll roll back to that someday. That might be a, there's a something there about like a dresser that has like the This is the drawer where I keep the, I've worn it for an hour. It's got a little bit more life.
Right.
And then a drawer next to that, that's like, now I've worn it for 3 hours. It's got maybe another hour in it, but nowhere nice.
Nothing else. Yeah. Nowhere nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
All that's real. Okay. All right. Back to food.
But I think,
soup.
What?
Irish stew.
Breakfast soup.
And
it feels like a band. Would you go see a band called Breakfast Soup? I would.
Somebody feed. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Andrea is referencing a show we just started watching. One of the creators or the creator of a show called Everybody Loves Raymond. And his name is Phil something. And he has a show that's now in its seventh season called Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh.
And he is this tall, lanky, L.A. Jewish guy, goofy as all get out. Zero cool factor. But in that zero cool factor, turns out to be a really cool guy.
Oh, right.
So he goes all over the world and does all of this food, you know, just like you would imagine. He hits all of these places and just reacts to the food with the people and the things. And so we've seen him in Thailand. We've seen him in Israel. Mm. We've seen him in
Bangkok.
We've seen him all over the place, right? And it's fun. And the food, of course, obviously looks delicious and wonderful. Sure. And I always want to go. And places look great and everything else. So we've been watching that. And he, one of the things that Andrew, of course, always makes fun of for me is that while I don't usually eat breakfast, when I do, it's oftentimes soup.
Soup.
I like soup in the morning when I'm
hot soup.
Hot soup. I like a hot soup. Well, cold soup. I'm a vichyssoise. I'm going to have
like. Are you hating a vichyssoise? Like, suddenly there's a boundary here. Like, hot soup is okay, but not cold soup. Cold soup for breakfast. What kind of barbarian does that?
Is it just cold? Did you leave it out? No, I like.
Okay, sorry. Hot soup for breakfast. Yeah. No judgment here.
Noodle soup.
A little bit of judgment. Yeah.
A little bit. My favorite, of course, is ramen. So my favorite is like really nice. We had a ramen night.
I did.
And that was delicious. And I'll do the whole thing. I'll do the egg. I'll do the vegetables. I'll do the noodles.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do a whole thing. It's a big bowl. And then I don't need to eat until like late at night. Like I'm good.
Well, you say breakfast. What time is this we're talking about now?
Well, for me, breakfast around 6:30 or so.
That's what I thought. You prepare ramen, including the like marinated egg for soup. You're looking at me like, of course, dude. Like, isn't this obvious? It's not at all obvious.
Says the guy who makes the most amazing breads, and he's like, "Well, if I'm going to do it,
not at 6:30 in the morning." No.
yes,
that's amazing. Okay.
Well, and breakfast. Yeah, I eat probably breakfast maybe once a week. I mean, I almost never eat breakfast. It's coffee and water, and I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a muffin.
No. Nothing. I have nothing until like maybe
wait,
noon. Or
sorry, morning. You said coffee though.
It's coffee.
And a muffin is that's the set the phrase is. Coffee and a muffin could also be coffee and a scone. I don't really understand what it means
there's
by
no
itself.
Bread products. There's
wait,
no,
what?
There's nothing else. There's no cream. It's black.
You have no bread
strong
product?
Strong black coffee. And then when I'm and then
what, is that like a cup of coffee and a deep breath? Who does that? What kind of weirdo are you?
I take my time. And then what? This is not weirdo.
He's this kind of weirdo.
I'm the best kind of weirdo, right? Because I'm so cheap for breakfast. If I go out for breakfast, I don't order a bowl of soup. Obviously, we're not going to go to some breakfast place and say
I'd like your ramen, please.
I see all the egg dishes. But I bet.
Right.
Sometimes if I'm lucky, we'll go to a place, and there are a couple of them. Streamliner Diner on Bainbridge Island was one of my favorites. And they have a delicious chili. So if I'm not going to have ramen, my other favorite meal when I have to adhere to the Western standards of breakfast requirements that you
said like, bitterly.
Bitterly. Hash browns and your eggs, your butter.
Eggs.
Toast. But if I'm not going to have that, if I don't have it, I'll ask if they have chili. If they have chili, I'm like, great, poach an egg, put it on top. And that
sounds really good.
It's super delicious.
That's filling. Brushing up against shakshuka. That's almost.
It is very much like.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. All right.
But a lot of places don't do. If I say shakshuka, they'll start dancing.
All right. I've checked with the Canadian judges. They'll allow it.
Sorry.
We're going to go okay with that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I like it's the Canadian.
I always.
Yeah.
They're always the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, there he is getting his mail.
Oh, yeah. I eat breakfast most days, not every day.
Yeah.
I don't always have a baked good, but
you make the best scones.
I make scones. And I make muffins. This morning I had a blackberry brand muffin that was quite good. I don't do it every day, but it's my weakness. And so what I try is projection. What we call that, children, is projection. Yeah. When I feel bad about something about myself and I know I'm wrong, I will project it onto Jonathan and make it seem as though he is wrong. Yeah. And that way I feel better about myself.
That's right.
It never works.
More therapy tips.
You're right. After the show. Today's episode of Tasty Dents brought to you by therapy. Get some.
Get some. That's right.
Quick.
More expensive than talking to yourself.
Exactly. Yes. super breakfast. That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I'm on board for the chili, especially the ramen. I like the ramen. It feels like
a lot. And one of the reasons that I came to this is because we're watching this Somebody Feed Phil, and they're having, you know, super breakfast, and he's like, yeah, who eats super breakfast? And he's like, the happiest people in the world, because all these people in Thailand are eating super funny. Breakfast.
And Jonathan jumped off the couch and says, I found my people.
That's it. I'm moving to Thailand. I found my people.
And the first step is ramen for breakfast.
It's, yeah. It's
well, and so maybe I need to, I'm willing to expand my horizons a little bit, yeah, and maybe have some soup for breakfast. I think. I don't know. What would it be like?
Over. No.
At 6:30?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Have early morning ramen.
Yeah.
Did we post our ramen episode, by the way?
Did you put the video together?
Oh, nice.
Greg's like, hey, I'll do the video this time.
When I say we, okay, so here's the thing. So we made ramen.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
It was really good.
If you looked at the Facebook group, I think you might have seen some. I've been editing the video. But I looked at the video. Did I tell you that I looked at the video?
No.
I looked at the video. You know what? I'm grossly, hugely fat.
No.
It's true.
Well, they say the camera puts on 10 pounds.
So many cameras.
Did you eat like 5 cameras?
Like 11 cameras pointed at me. It's just taken me a minute to adjust to looking at myself on the video and thinking, dude,
yeah,
maybe fewer scones. So while I'm processing that, I've also been working on editing the video. So we've not yet posted our video for ramen.
When you say edit, are you stretching our heads?
I am. Yeah. So there's a whole lot of, I'm going to be sort of hourglass shaped, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
I'm patting all that onto you, though. So
oh, good. Fantastic. You know, I noticed that too now because, you know, my mother said I've definitely got a face for radio. So when we when we switched over,
make me laugh every time.
Yeah. When we switch over to YouTube, I noticed that too. And I'm thinking maybe we, you know, listener, watcher, lurker.
Lurker.
Yeah. Leave a comment. Just let us know how high you think we are.
Yes, how fat you think we are, because there's no way that can go badly.
Not
right?
No.
That's only going to be affirming. Life
bring
affirming.
Internet.
Bring it, internet. Right, exactly. We like calling all internet trolls.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyway, I am still going to edit the video because there's a lot of really good stuff there.
Okay,
and I'm going to make it so very much fun. Okay. And we're going to have that video available here on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. What else you got?
We did one of my more favorite things to do when we don't want to cook and we don't want to go out, because either I don't want to cook because I'm tired, and Andrea doesn't want to go out because she has no makeup on.
Mm.
It is a thing.
Is DoorDash.
Girls. Who knew?
Yeah. DoorDash.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're familiar with it, it's a service.
I've heard of DoorDash.
They have a little app on your phone, a thing, yeah, whatever, and they bring you whatever they you want. You ask for these things, and you pay for it, and they come to your door. So we did DoorDash the other night, and we had a local restaurant called Chef Tanya's Kitchen. We wanted something different, because oftentimes we'll get sushi, or we'll get Indian, or we'll get something like that. It's all delicious, right?
Yes.
But we saw something different, and we had not been to Chef Tanya's, and Chef Tanya's was killer. I can't run, do not walk, well, drive. It's
drive.
But to Chef Tanya's Kitchen, it's 100% vegan.
Yep.
And 100% you don't care. It's so good. And I had we had these salad bowls. I had the taco bowl.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Andrea had
the
Coachella Valley bowl.
Which was one of the best things I've ever.
It's full of sand.
Yeah, it's just full of sand.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very watery and
sand. And yeah,
leathery people.
Old people.
It's chock full.
What the hell?
Coachella Valley.
I guess it's not vegan if it's full of leathery old people.
There's no meat on it.
Good point. Yeah.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Oh yes, but we had it. It was great. And then we did, in fact, get their they have a great potato salad. They have a cauliflower, a hot cold cauliflower salad. They have that was incredible. Mm. And then I saw that they had chili. And again, as a bit of a chili connoisseur, I want to try it. I want to try vegan chili. So I got a serving of it, which was the equivalent of like two small servings for individuals. Mm. And then I did poached eggs. We had it for breakfast.
Oh, nice. That's really good. The chili that I made for our Oscar party.
Oh, so good.
I'm trying to think if that was vegan. That was vegan as well. Yeah. And that recipe turned out really good. I'm going to be making that again in the short term.
We should put that recipe up and put a couple pictures up, because Greg, what you do is you go to the spice aisle at your local store you give it the middle finger, and then you go home and make all your own.
It's true. Well, not all, but much.
The good ones.
Yeah.
So you process your own chilies, you make your own chili powder.
Yeah, chili powder. Remarkably easy to make. Buy dried chilies, roast them slightly so that they get a little kind of roasty smell to them, and then put them in a spice grinder. You're done. You have chili powder. It just tastes 1,000% better than what you can buy in a bottle.
It's so fresh. Yeah. It was incredible. Yeah, I couldn't stop eating that chili.
It's fresh. That's a song. The chili was good. So I'm going to make that again. I've also been to Chef Tanya's.
Yeah.
With my friend Jeff, who is here. Jeff, if you're listening, what? I did a thing that I know I'm not supposed to do, or that I know doesn't serve me, which is I got their French dip.
Oh.
Now, that makes it sound like it's made of meat. It was not made of meat. It was made of seitan or seitan.
Satan's
which
alternative.
I think is really funny. Yes. And Chef Tanya's did not appreciate me talking about the seitan French dip. Whatever, I still said it several times and laughed each time.
Yeah.
Things that pretend to be other things that pretend to be meat, I tend to not enjoy as much.
Yeah.
The sandwich was very good, but it wasn't as good as what Jeff got. I can't remember now what he got, but I had a bite of his. His was better. And so, and I think it wasn't trying to be like something like a French dip. So I want to go back and try more things at Chef Tanya's. But I'm going to say as well, Chef Tanya's, two thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up. I agree with the idea where the meat's something's trying to be something it's not.
Yes.
Right. And we can go on about,
sociopaths burger.
And actors.
Oh, and also sociopaths and actors.
Sociopaths.
We covered that in the Oscars last week.
Yes. actors are just sociopaths with an audience. That's all I ever think. So,
wow.
Well, they do the same
Let's
thing.
Let's all sit with that for a moment.
Take that in.
Yeah.
But I love French dip. It's actually the sandwich that I go to all the time. In fact, I like au jus so much that when I don't want a French dip, I'll get a patty melt and au jus, which with the onions and the sauce, it is so darn good. So if you're in the mood to dip your sandwich, and I love to dip. I love.
Also a dipper.
I'm a big, big that's, dipper. That's
why this works.
Yeah. We're both tips.
Did you, were you ever aware of the French dip only restaurant that was on 15th Avenue Northwest in Seattle?
Whoa.
No.
Sadly, it only lasted about a year, maybe a year and a half. And it was this little small purple building. All they served was French dips. I had a lot of them. I think I'm part of what kept them afloat for a while.
Yeah.
And they literally, that's all they served. I think you could get a soda pop.
Sure.
But I don't even think they had chips. It was French dips and the amazing au jus. Oh, now I'm hungry.
Really? So was the au jus the same in all the sandwiches? They were just different iterations of sandwiches that you could dip?
No, they were all French dips.
Just
it was like beef a little more than medium rare, so up around medium probably, and it was it's soaking in this au jus. And so when they made your French dip, they would put the baguette or the roll down and get it super duper toasty. And I think you had a choice of cheese or no cheese, and that was it. They might have had peppers and stuff, and then they would take this sort of moist dripping meat out and put it across your roll. Yes, I said
moist that. Meat.
Moist cooking. We're trying to keep it clean here at Tasty Gents. It's not always possible. And then cheese and then the other stuff, and then they wrap it up and hand it to you, and magic. So magic. Yeah. I miss that. Remember when we used to eat meat? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, last year. I mean, it's just
last month.
Well, for you,
I had a meatball sandwich earlier in the week, so I can't really complain.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We are we're closing in on yet another.
Have we talked about anything we want to talk about?
We have talked about everything that we're going to talk about today.
Change the cue cards. What's the next one?
Oh,
I guess a blank.
Yeah,
I guess we're
okay. Nothing. So nothing else to talk about. Yeah, yeah. The camera people.
Camera people.
There. Okay. It was cameraman anymore. It's sexist. We're trying to be that person. Yeah. So thanks again for spending a half hour or so with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We're delighted. We want to hear from you. What do you think of the YouTube action? What do you think of the what we're talking about? What do you want us to talk about instead? What's going on in your life? What is happening with you?
Tell us about you.
What have you made recently? And how did it turn out?
Yeah.
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 That. Jonathan, once again, it's a delight to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And Andrea, with the tasty lass.
The tasty lass.
Who we enjoy so much.
Yeah.
Who's here to prod and prompt and otherwise encourage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Tasty Gents, a geeky Palm Springs to Seattle podcast.
Okay. Cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.